Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Every little thing I do is because I'm a Natch Butte. You don't want to see them again, but I'm not like that. Honey, when you finally get a skin routine, guess what? It's gonna have cream. Welcome to Natch Butte, everybody. Welcome to Natch Butte, the beauty comedy podcast where we laugh, we cry, and we cream. I am your host and your guy, Jackie J, otherwise known as the Beauty Talk Shock Jock, your queen of creams, the host with the most serums, the freshest fringe on the West Coast, your favorite over 30 niche influencer, your kooky Southern aunt. Welcome to Natch Butte. Oh, kooky Southern aunt energy is emanating from my studio today. Okay, we've got a lot of it, and I welcome it. I welcome that energy. I can't even begin to do an intro for my guest today because these motherfuckers sitting here looking at me right now, these motherfuckers have known me since I was like a fetus. I was like fresh-eyed. My suitcases hadn't even been unpacked yet. I got to the UCB theater and these motherfuckers, I've known them for literally 15 years.
Yeah. Yes.
When I was a little teens. But the trajectory of the careers, all of us have had way too many fucking jobs.
Yes.
We've changed careers 50 times.
Yes. I'm on my fourth act.
Yeah. I don't even know what I'm on, honey. Spring Awakening's having its renaissance.
I know.
I feel like, who knows? Okay.
Lea Michele showed Jonathan Groff her vagina.
Yes.
And made him say, I'd love it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Fascinating.
Just proves she's a monster again and again and again.
You know, listen, she has great eyebrows though.
Okay, she
does. Back on topic. My guest today, you know them as the host of Reality Gaze, a very popular podcast, but they have many other titles and talents. I've known them forever. They're embarking on a tour starting in June, going through July all over the U.S. The tickets are on sale now, so you better go, hun. We have a lot to discuss. I'm going to go on their show as well, so get excited. We love a crossover. Please welcome my guests, Poodle and Maddie, a.k.a. Maddie Marr and Jake Anthony. Welcome to Natch Butte.
We are so excited to be here, Jackie Johnson.
I mean, we've already been kikiing for an hour recording
Ooh,
it.
And now Now I want cream. Maddie loves cream.
Ooh, I love a good cream.
Intro. Don't we all?
Don't
a good
we all?
Creaming.
Yes, we love a cream. I mean, it's right behind y'all in neon.
Cream your neck.
Honey, we cream up here.
I've had my neck creamed.
Whoa, wow.
Doesn't surprise me.
That was Jake, everybody, not me. But you know what? I have too.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I think everyone at this table has had their neck creamed, fair to say.
I have like this instinct whenever there's something sprayed on my neck, just immediately rub it in.
Yeah, of course.
So,
I'm jumping right in.
Yes,
but I never knew. Because I worked at the Clinique counter for like 2 years.
Which we will talk about.
In Oklahoma City. But I never knew neck cream was a thing until you work at a beauty counter. And there's women of a certain age that live and die by
that. Oh, yeah. I'm one of them, hon.
Oh.
You're looking at one. I'm an old school bitch. We love a cream. We love a neck.
I'm talking about Maddie.
Yeah.
She was the first male, genetically male.
Yes.
To work at her Clinique counter.
Okay. This is a great story.
Okay. I know. That's why I wanted to bring it up.
Can I host, please?
Yeah, sorry.
We're going to get to that because Clinique comes up on Natch Butte so often that that'll be half the fucking show. Okay.
You lead it.
Okay. So first I have to get to the intro questions. Everybody gets questions.
Oh, yes. Sorry. We're waylayers.
We're too. Yeah.
I have it myself.
You too. Go ahead.
What type of skin do you have? I have to ask this to everyone. I'm going to ask Poodle first.
I have combination skin.
Okay.
Mostly dry all over my body like an alligator.
Uh-huh.
Like if you walk past me and touch my arm, you could file your nails on
it. Okay. I might, actually.
Yeah. My face is sometimes definitely combination.
Okay. Fair answer.
Yeah.
I think it's more dry.
Okay.
But
me?
Yeah. I've had to.
My face is dry.
I've done a lot of education with Poodle on skincare.
I have to admit,
he's gotten much better.
I'm less savvy about skincare.
You are way more now, though. But yeah. I feel like I'm more combinate now. I used to be oily, and I remember working.
I think you're still
like,
oily.
I think I'm more combination leaning oily.
Well, because when you worked at Clinique, you had to assess this on people, correct?
Yes. And just learned a lot about. For me, as someone who is oily, learned that I actually wasn't moisturizing my skin enough in my early 20s when I was oily.
I did the same thing.
Yeah.
I would dry the shit out of my face, and then it would overproduce oil to compensate.
And then I'd break out.
Same, yes.
So now I feel like I'm starting to be more of the T-zone oily and dry, whereas Jake is, but you get oily kind of around your nose, but your forehead will get dry.
Forehead and nose.
I put on his makeup usually before our shows because
I can't put mine on.
Yeah.
He has a drink to calm himself down, but when I'm nervous or anxiety, I would say, I need to put makeup on you, and it calms me down.
I love that.
So he lets me do it.
It's a good plus for me,
and
too.
And then you get to look great.
I do.
It's fabulous. True. Okay, I'm really excited for this question. The first beauty product that you ever bought or used.
Ooh.
What is it? Take me back. Was it mommy's?
Oh my God.
Was it auntie's?
Oh, you know what I bet
this
it was?
This is where I get the Clinique answer. A lot of my guests say... The dramatically different moisturizer. Oh,
I set a lot of
honey gloss.
Yes, I set a lot of teenagers up in their three steps.
Yes.
I did a lot of that. Mine was honestly being, because I'm originally from Oklahoma, Jake's from South Carolina, but both small town. But mine was honestly that I remember wanting and going to buy, and it was Seabreeze.
Yep. What color?
Seabreeze.
The blue.
The blue. Mm-hmm. The blue.
You know they have like seven colors
they
now.
They do. I got Seabreeze, and then I also got the Oxy pads.
Yes.
I got, which again was dry my skin.
Those are acne medication, right?
Yeah, because I was a teenager. I was like 13 in middle, 12 in middle school and started breaking out. Yeah.
Mine was Noxzema.
Yeah.
It was Noxzema.
Yeah. Just like, those both come up a lot too.
I think that was okay for my mom to buy. That wasn't, it was like makeup because I looked like, so I wouldn't look like I had carbuncles on my face.
And then I feel like that's a teenager. I'm going to give a two-part answer to this because then I feel like there's your teenager self and then there's like the adult self when you're like, I'm not going to just do what my mom says or my friends and like choose for myself.
Yeah.
And it was when I worked for Clinique and I became obsessed with the All About Eyes eye cream.
Okay.
I don't use it anymore, but I was obsessed at the time.
Okay, good to know.
Yeah.
I remember that. I feel like it burned.
It did a little bit.
It did burn.
Yeah. But it has caffeine in it, so it helps with the circles.
There you go. And we all need that.
I'm an eye cream whore. That's the one thing that I do now.
Save it.
Yeah.
Save it. We're almost done.
We're
going to
be a long show.
Yeah. Okay. What reality show would you want to be a cast member on? Any show? This is your bonus question.
Oh, my God.
Do you want to sell real estate? Do you want to be a housewife? Do you want to?
It's Big Brother for me.
Okay. I feel like you could get on that.
We were supposed to apply, and he just got busy.
I think he would win. I've been a fan of the show for a while. I don't watch it every season, but I know I could get in there and be non-threatening and be everyone's favorite. And then in all of my confessionals, I would be
an absolute brute. Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
And then at the reunion, nobody talks
I'm
to
like,
you.
Hi.
His only downfall would be a hot straight guy.
I know,
that plays him.
The thing is, I just like lay in bed with them and like stroke their arm hair, all the gay guys do.
If he has a big dick, you're done. You're done.
It's the problem, I think I could get on there and fly under the radar for as long as possible.
Yeah,
and then I could convince at least three women to choose me over themselves.
Yeah.
Yeah,
wow.
That would be the hard thing.
I'm really hoping to manifest this to happen.
I hope so.
I want it to happen.
And I want to cause complete upheaval among the men.
He's going
to
make Todrick Hall look nice.
Okay.
But I'll do it better.
I can't wait.
I think I would want to be on Project Runway because I have no sewing skills.
Yeah.
So
I would love to go on and just be so bad. Like, I would obviously be the first eliminated because I can't sew.
I just think it would be... like, so fun.
Let me glue these two plastic bags together.
But If I'm going to be honest, the show that I think I would really want to be on, but I would have to transport myself back in time, is I would want to be on Toddlers and Tiaras.
Okay.
Because my cousins Kelly and Lolo were in pageants, and I adored them.
I did pageants too.
And, yeah, and yeah, I just of course you did. Yeah.
I just wanted to be child pageants. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Of course you did pageants. Yeah. Look at those.
Look at that. Look at those eyebrows that I ruined.
Look at those.
Tarted up like a little Disney princess thing. Eyes.
My mom would nair my mustache off when I was 7 so that it wouldn't show up with the lights.
Gotta take this off, honey.
Yeah.
Jackie, you can
it's gonna sting.
This.
It's Jackie, gonna sting a little.
Jackie, just do this for mama one more time.
If I could sing like you, I would be on that stage. Oh, now we're getting deeply traumatic.
Do something mama never could.
Exactly.
Jackie.
We're moving on.
Because I grew up about an hour and a half from where you grew up. So it was in Oklahoma, right on the board, but same kind of people.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Texas.
Pageant shit triggers me, but I would watch you. I would watch you.
I would love it. I would have won.
And prance.
Honestly, if I could go back in time with everything I know now and be a kid again, I would be a fucking star. Oh, are you kidding, honey?
Yeah, I get it.
She would take over the stage.
I get now why those movies they make like 13 going down 30. Yep. Because I'm at that age now.
Yes, we're all 30 here at this table.
Exactly. Yeah,
exactly.
Ugh. Exactly. Okay. Who wants to be over 30?
Last warm-up question. And we're only at 11 minutes. That's actually good for me in my warm-up question.
Well, ours are like 20 minutes.
This is Natch Butte. Yes. We celebrate natural beauty here.
Yes. Yeah.
What is the most beautiful thing about you?
Oh. I was not expecting this question.
I mean, what did I say? We laugh, we cry, we cream. We get real here.
It's so weird having to say what's the most beautiful thing about you, because it's not, we are always picking
this
out
is
our
a
flaws.
Safe space. Yeah.
I know. I think I like my eyes.
Mm-hmm.
That I like. I think that's a good thing about me. I like my lips because guys talk about them.
There you go.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So. I think the thing though, it's hard. It makes you think. We don't really think about this.
I know.
It's a good question.
And we need to. Always, and no pressure, but you don't have to go physical.
You know, but
people go all over with this question.
That's
I
a
don't
great
think
thing.
I've ever looked in the mirror though and actually said to myself, what do I like about my face?
Wow, that's troubling.
That's is like so deep. No, that's so true. None of us do that.
Well, we were all conditioned to hate ourselves and pick ourselves apart.
Yeah.
So it is a good exercise to now reverse this.
We were all three little gay boys.
Yes.
So
we were. I think for me, it's but my eyes too, actually. But when I look at my eyes, I see my grandpa, Pete's eyes. So I think of him.
Oh, I love
that. So that's
that.
Yeah.
Don't you love your hair though? That's my dream hair color.
It's pretty gray now. So
the color is V9995.
It's actually Wella Titan Red Blonde.
There you go.
It's a beauty podcast.
Oh, I used
we can
to
talk
do Wella.
About.
I fucked with Wella before.
Wella Titan Red Blonde. You know what? It's funny you mention hair because I always had short hair, but I realized for me, we are getting deep, that like things that I wanted. So my partner of like 8 years was like, you should grow your hair out. You should grow your hair out. And my mom always said, I don't like your hair so short. Well, recently, this is sad, but I'm okay, y'all. So my dad passed away in January. And so going through all these old pictures of my dad, and I realized my dad was real big fat. And so I'm slimmer, and I never realized, so looking back at old pictures when my dad was slim, I look exactly like my father. And my father, when he was my age, like in the 70s and 80s, had really long, shaggy hair.
Is that why you grew your hair out?
And so that was the reason why.
Oh, that's a great reason.
He suggested, and I went, so I do like my hair now because it reminds me of my dad. But also, too, I realized I never would have done it before he passed away because as a gay kid who loved Wonder Woman and was gay as hell, it like was an effeminate thing.
Uh-huh.
So now I'm like, okay.
It's kind of
like,
mask, honestly.
It is out here, but I'll grow my hair out. Or like, you know what? Like I'm really into now like the oat milk. They're not painted today, but like painting my nails.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's kind of like here I am I'll be honest, 43, like rediscovering a different side of what's masculine for me.
I feel bad because I was calling you Carrot Top.
Oh, I don't mind that.
Because it was
Jake, your answer was so surface now.
I know.
Do you want to get deep real quick just to kind of level things out?
Thank you for completely
Maddie just took
making
over.
Me see. Absolutely. I'm like, I like my lips and my eyes.
Because
Guys
like me. And that's the only thing that matters is what's on the outside.
We're reinventing ourselves through grief and resurrecting as a new person.
I'm just going to be filing my nails and just...
sucking dick.
Just sucking dick in the side of the studio here. Someone's coming by in about 5 minutes.
Oh my God, I'm dead.
Is your gardener available?
Oh, Fernando?
Yes.
You'd like him.
Oh, I'm sure.
Oh, God.
You would like him. Yeah, doesn't he do good work?
Your garden is gorgeous.
I'm going to be the shitty person. So it's...
No, it's fine. We don't have time anyway. Only one person get deep per app. Right.
Yeah.
I feel y'all bad about
critiquing your hair now.
Don't feel bad. I don't care.
I'm not going to stop doing it.
No, please do.
Okay, we're going to just talk. We have to tie in your show, Reality Gaze, but then we're getting into makeup and beauty. But I have to ask you, what makes a good reality show to you? And bonus question, do you remember what got you into reality TV? Was there a gateway show?
Yes.
Were y'all real world watchers like I was? What was sort of...
I'm going to answer this first because Jake's actually going to have a better answer than me. And I don't want to go after him.
Okay.
So just because he like... He is such a savant of reality TV.
It's impressive.
No, not a competition. It's just you're going to give answer. So for me, the show that got
Every time I ask you something, one of you give a shitty answer, one of you give a good
answer.
That's what
we're
going to do. Okay,
perfect. That's normal.
Okay, I think the gateway reality show for me, which probably a lot of us was Real World, because I was at that time. And definitely the first Real World, obviously, I was a big Julie fan. But then New Orleans, Danny was a part of my sexual awakening.
Okay, yeah.
And that was a...
Have you watched The Reunion?
I haven't yet.
I haven't either. I hear it's incredible.
I watched it for 20 minutes and...
I heard you have to be in space.
They were eviscerating Julie, not the New York
the New Orleans,
the Mormon Judy. Julie. Yeah.
Oh, what's she up to? She have a bunch of kids and stuff.
I don't really. I only watched it that far.
Okay, I gotta
but
watch.
Of course, she's like, I want it. And Melissa and Danny were just coming, coming for her.
Okay,
it was so good.
I gotta watch.
Jamie looks old now, but he's still hot.
Yeah, good for him.
Hotter. But for me, a great reality show, for me. People have to be able to be their authentic selves on camera. When they're faking it, that's
so obvious. It's like porn. Same with porn.
Yeah, I agree.
Exactly.
Oh,
true. It's true.
Yeah.
And so I need to believe you're at the dentist office.
Exactly.
And that dentist is doing something wrong.
I need to believe that he's fucking you in front of her salad.
Yeah.
But that you like it too. Yes. That's my thing. I'm like, I can very clearly tell this woman is not enjoying herself as another one. I can just tell. But when they're into it, I get into it.
Yeah. So that's my answer.
Okay.
No, that's a good. I will also say Real World for my first good, gritty reality show. For terrible reality shows where it's just human suffering and us laughing and weirdly, in a weird way, getting something that's tragic, the Anna Nicole Smith Show.
I watched every minute of it.
I made him go second.
No, I watched every minute of it. I watched every minute of it.
Make me be
Howard K. Stern.
Oh my
God. Howard K. Stern.
I forgot about that.
Oh, yeah.
The way you would watch saying, this is not, I know this is not real, but wait, is this real?
Yeah, yeah.
And then you would watch her because it was so intense. The lens was so close. And you saw her kid, and you would see her creepy manager.
Yeah, yeah.
And her dog. And people.
And what was the designer guy? Glitter Sparkles? What was his name?
Bobby Trendy.
Yeah, Bobby Trendy.
He had so much lip gloss on.
I forgot that's where
that
it came from.
The camera would hit it and almost blind you.
Yes.
So much gloss. Yes.
I met him in a crosswalk in West Hollywood once. Because that's where you meet. Queers in West Hollywood.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, "Hey, Bobby Trendy." Just I was like drunk or something in West Hollywood. It's like, "Hey,
wow."
And then later on, I saw him at a club. I'm like, "Do people recognize?" He's like, "Yeah, they do."
Wow.
And I was like, "Okay."
Hey,
and
he attitude.
Was like, and kind of wrinkled up his face, like he was like sucking on a lemon, and his lip gloss was still on point.
I wonder if he's on Cameo.
I'm sure he is.
Yeah. I'm sure he is.
Yeah.
My roots go deep too, though. I've watched so many random shows. And again, it's the bad acting for me. It's the bad acting for me. We all know it's fake, but when you're bad, I'm just like, I don't believe this.
Mm.
And the Kardashians have gotten so much better.
Yep.
Their acting lessons have paid off over their 15 years of doing their show. I can barely even tell they're not even real anymore.
It's plug and play.
And it's your team behind the camera has to be better, have just as good as, if not better, than what's happening in front of the camera.
You have great producers.
And you can have a shitty reality show and you can have interesting people.
Yes.
But if the editing team isn't so on point, yep, and your storyline producers, it's like Salt Lake City, Real Housewives of Salt Lake City, I'm just going to use this as a point. The first season was incredible, just bonkers, bonkers, bonkers. The second season was the same beat over and over and over again, and we all kind of got less interested.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got to keep it fresh.
Yep. You do. You do. Oh, yeah.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Oh, yeah. Okay, now let's discuss
now
Maddie's career, okay, at the Clinique counter. So that is how I met Maddie, was you did Dazzle's makeup.
Oh,
right?
I forgot about that.
Now, I don't even want to say the name of this project because basically
we were all involved. Yeah.
There was this show that we did at UCB that became a motion picture,
it
but
did.
It's so horrifically inappropriate now that I feel they've pulled it off of everything.
Oh, it is.
It is problematic in every way. We would all be canceled.
It's definitely 2012-ish.
The humor is not okay.
Yeah.
It aged out real quick.
It aged out real quick. It's really bad.
The best comedy ages out within 3 years.
Yeah, and nobody look it up, but it was like my first role, and I met Catherine Burns, my bestie there.
Yeah.
Obviously, like we all became friends with that, but that's how I met you, is you did the makeup.
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
You did do that.
So that's how we met, was through our friend Lindsay Armucci.
Yeah. And I was doing music
on
that.
Yeah.
Many, many moons.
So many years ago. So you worked at the Clinique counter. You've already disclosed this was in Oklahoma City.
Yes. I finished my undergrad and I moved to Oklahoma. I was going to do a master's in musical theater at Oklahoma City University.
Oh, I have friends that went there.
Great school.
Gabrielle Ruiz went there from Crazy Ex-Girlfriend.
Yes. Ooh. She went there. Mm-hmm. Kristen Chenoweth.
Yes.
The other blonde woman?
Kelly O'Hara.
Kelly O'Hara. I studied with their teacher, actually.
Wow.
Florence Birdwell.
You thought it might be a little too gay.
No. Actually, I thought it would be a little too expensive. Because I went on the second week to the financial aid department, and they said, okay, so you'll be taking out $65,000 in loan. And I went, for a performance degree, I can't do this.
Right.
And so I just quit, and I needed to do something. And my friend who now lives in Dallas, she said, hey, I work at the Clinique counter, and I know I did theatrical makeup in college, and my teacher was like, you're really good at this.
It's the same thing, Oklahoma City ladies.
Yeah, it's
basically, get that Ben Nye out.
Basically, exactly. Ben Nye, yeah, yeah. Out. Get that for a contour.
Yes. The same thing. And so my friend worked for Clinique.
Opera makeup. Oh,
and I started working for him. Here in L.A., I don't feel like a lot of people give a shit about Clinique. But in Oklahoma, like,
it's Bible.
Clinique is king.
Same with Dallas. Yeah,
it's king. So I said, sure. And so
you were the first male?
Quail Springs Mall, kind of in North Oklahoma City.
Okay.
And
Quail
Springs Mall is a frequent
Quail
topic.
Springs
right
Mall,
off Memorial.
Quail Springs Mall.
Right off Memorial Road. And so you got to take
Can't
the kill.
Miss it.
And so I went to apply for the job.
Not the first Sonic, but the second Sonic.
That's right. It, take a left.
Sonic. And so happy hour at Sonic. My mama loves it.
Cherry lemonade.
Same.
Hey, oh, my gosh.
Diet Dr. Pepper with Diet
Honey
Cherry.
Honey, ocean water for me.
Yes. So
extra cherries, huh?
It's true. So I interviewed, I got the job, and I'd been there for a month, and I got along with everybody. I love them. They all love me. But then the manager, her name was Leslie, and I was 22 at the time, and my manager was 25.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
So not much older than me. And she just said, oh, we were staying late because we were doing gift with purchase and pre-sale and all that. And she said, oh, I'm just so glad that I listened to my friends and hired you. And I said, what do you mean? And I just kind of asked.
Yeah.
It. She said, well, she said that without any reservation.
Yeah.
No, she just said, this is in 2003. And she said, well, you know, when you interviewed, I thought, well, he's probably gay. So I didn't know what to do. So I went to my, I went to my youth group at church and I asked them, I interviewed this guy.
Sunday
and he's really
class,
nice. Yeah. He seems really sweet. I think he's Christian, but he's gay. Should I hire him? And she said, you know what? I'm glad I listened to my friends instead of my church youth group. So I hired you anyway. And that's the best thing I ever did.
Oh.
And I thought,
what are you supposed to say to that?
I just said, thanks.
Thank
you. And
that's when you go, I'm straight.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Like, yeah. I didn't know what to, and so,
what's up, dude?
What's up, dude? At the time, you know, when you're living in Bedlam, you don't know and you just say great. And, but I look back on it, I'm like, oh, that was fucked up.
Yeah.
But I worked there for like a year and then I transferred. I wasn't one of those people. I had to move to LA and know I had a job.
Yeah.
So I moved to LA and I transferred and I worked at the Clinique counter at the old Macy's in Santa Monica Boulevard.
Okay.
So that was a very different experience because I went to work.
I bet you just sat on your ass because nobody buys Clinique here.
No, I just sat on my ass and at the counter were all women who were Persian who all hated Clinique.
Okay.
The company.
That like, was probably helpful.
They never organized a drawer or anything. I had to organize everything. Yeah. There were homeless people coming in from Santa Monica that we just would let use the makeup.
Uh-huh.
And so the only good thing about it is that one day.
That homeless man has snatched brows.
I'm not kidding.
It's like.
They would go.
It's like Delroy. Like, Delroy's lips are really popping.
Like one time I did a
with
makeup.
That plumper.
Because back in Oklahoma, anybody who wanted a makeover, we gave it to them.
Of course.
So I had a homeless woman come up and she told me about aliens invading while I'm telling her. About how to use her smoky eyeliner.
Yeah, yeah.
And so
this is great for when the aliens come.
Exactly.
That's true.
I know. And so
you'll
I'm
blend
like,
right in.
I'm like sitting there going, "Rose wine's a perfect duo for you to use on your eyes." And she's telling me about aliens.
She goes, "The government stole my spleen."
And then she left, and my manager was like, "Honey, why did you sell her?" And I said, "Well, she wanted a makeover. What if she bought some?" She said, "She's homeless." And I went. Oh, that wasn't used
no
to homeless people.
Oh
so,
my God!
No wonder she had a bird
first
in her hair.
All, first of all, yeah. Who are we to assume?
Who are we to
who
assume?
Are we? That's
I don't
judgmental,
know.
Hun.
I just
okay,
know she did smell like pee.
Yeah, but
I didn't
that's
know.
Nothing.
But so did my Uncle Leonard.
That's what I'm
so
saying.
I didn't know,
and he had a house.
And he had a house.
Yeah,
yeah.
So I left that
Uncle Leonard.
No. Oh, there's so many Uncle,
so
Leonard
much
stories.
Uncle Leonard stories. And so
oh
I left,
God,
worked at a law office for, and I worked there forever. But when I got a second job, I worked at the Sephora at Century City for like 4 years.
Oh,
as
man.
A second. And that's where I really learned about like a lot of products. It was good. Clinique taught me about skincare because they, I will say, the trainings we had to go to for Clinique were fucking intense for skincare. And so that taught me about skincare. And I feel like Sephora then taught me about makeup. And then I started doing freelance work. But then honestly, my own acting, commercial acting and that kind of stuff picked up. And I kind of lost. And so I would do makeup for Lindsay, our friend, and stuff like that.
If
that was
you,
my genesis.
But you know your way around a kit. Like if I was I need some help, you could hook me up.
Yes, for sure. For sure.
It's like, what else can I get free?
And we talk, you know, I bring up stuff and on the show now, it's helpful for most of our listeners are women and they come to me with makeup questions and stuff like that.
His big thing is the, what, black honey?
Oh, I talked
black
about
black honey. That's having a resurgence, you know.
Our listeners will tell you because it's me. It's not because we're not that big. But I did bring it up and then like six months later is when it started to explode.
Yes. The
but
kids are loving it.
Madonna was the original explosion of black honey.
Back, really?
Oh
yeah.
Gosh,
back
who
in,
knew?
In the 80s, Madonna wore black honey and everybody freaked out. And they're like, what is it? She said, it's Clinique black honey.
Wow.
So that's the genesis.
I was going to ask, do you remember when you were at Sephora, the top selling products and if any of them have withstood the test of time? Because I feel there are some tried and truths. Just the beauty industry puts out so much shit all the time
all
that
the
we
time.
Forget about the good OG products.
I will say number one, and I still love it to this day.
Yeah.
I love to put it on Jake because he already has big lips and when he puts it on his lips.
Oh, the lip venom.
Yeah, lip injection.
Yeah.
Lip venom was, lip venom had just come out and
it
was
like
great.
Jennifer Coolidge when I put it on. Yeah.
But then Too Faced came out with lip injection and I got Lindsay, our friend, so hooked on lip injection. So that was big. And also, I don't know if this is still
They
around.
Still make that?
They do still make
I
lip
can't get lip filler for a year.
Oh, they do. They do
Are
make
lip.
Are you
kidding me?
They do.
Yeah.
They have that. And then I think the big thing was Peter Thomas Roth that did microderm in a jar or something like that.
Oh, are you talking about Kate Somerville?
No.
Exfoliate?
Oh, yes.
Oh, we Kate do Somerville. Love.
That was around.
That's
was,
like pumice. It just, you it, feel, ooh, you're a new person.
It just, it literally is like your sand, your
just
skin is
sand it off my face.
Sand off your face.
Yeah, that was a big thing. But yeah, I can't remember the name. It was a thing you put it, it was Peter Thomas Roth, because I remember seeing the white jar with the black packaging.
Well, he's still around. He's got a lot of products.
But it was the thing, like, you pop it into your wrinkles, and then it actually plumps them up and gets rid of your wrinkles for, like,
is freakish.
Like, 15 hours or something like that.
I want that.
I don't know if they still make it.
Yeah.
That was the...
I feel like if they did, I would know.
That and interestingly enough, the only organic brands that we had back in like 2006 in Sephora, it's so different now, were Dr. Hauschka, which now is like in
still
Whole
around.
Foods.
Mm-hmm.
I do love the clarifying day oil. I still use
good
that.
Good to know.
And also Juice Beauty.
Uh-huh.
That's when Juice Beauty first came out.
Yes. So Juice is still popping.
They're still around.
They're CCBB, EEFGG. All those are very popular.
They're very popular.
Yeah. I put their CC cream on this morning.
Oh, it looks good.
How about that?
You look moisturized.
How about that?
I like Juice Beauty too.
That's good to know. I'm very happy you approve. We're going to play a game now.
Ooh.
As we were just discussing, fast fashion is very prominent. So is fast beauty. So we're going to play a game called New Palette Who Dis.
New Palette Who Dis.
What's up, girl? New Palette Who Dis.
There are so many fucking palettes. I don't know if y'all know about this. So many.
I love your production.
Thank you. So
we
many.
We don't do this at all.
So many wacky palettes came out yesterday, and I literally was like, this is perfect fucking timing for y'all.
Okay.
We're going to start here. When you hear cup of noodles.
Oh.
You hear cup of noodles.
Yeah.
What do you think of?
Poodle.
Justin Timberlake's hair.
Okay. Yeah, fair. Yeah, the ramen hair.
The ramen hair.
Do you think beauty? Here's the new palette. Oh. Y'all can take a look. I should have somehow gotten y'all these before.
Oh, my God.
So I'm telling you, everything that has a licensing, has a brand, is now a palette. So this just came out yesterday. It's a collaboration with Hip Dot. Hip Dot famously loves to put out a palette.
Mm-hmm.
They love a branded palette. They famously rejected doing one with me, but they did want to do one with Cup of Noodles, so that's fine. This is the Cup of Noodles Hip Dot Collection. And if y'all want to scroll, you can see there is a palette, there is a lip and cheek trio, there is a makeup bag, and there are chopsticks.
Oh.
Are the lip things in the little jars? Those are cute.
They are cute. I guess they look like little sauces.
Yes.
Do you use chopsticks to apply it?
I think they're just for when you want to eat actual cup of noodles, is my guess.
I'm obsessed with the packaging, I have to say, of these lip glosses.
That's like half of it, isn't it? Or more than half
of
it.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I will say...
What do you think, Maddie, as an expert of the palette colors, though? Is this a color story that you feel you could work with? Is this something you see people wearing?
This... I think this is definitely people with warmer skin tones, darker skin tones. This would look wretched on me.
Yeah. I think it wouldn't work for me either.
I'm light skinned, blue eyes.
What about Poodle?
No, this would look even worse on him.
Yeah, I have a
he has like beautiful alabaster skin.
Yeah, yeah.
So this kind of like
very
it's not
gilded
even
age.
Coral. We could I could do some coral, but that's like orange.
It's yellow orange.
Based. That would be like Persian black women. Yeah.
Pretty wild, though, huh?
Yeah, everybody on Bling Empire. We're about to do that.
Oh,
they could
yes.
Wear that would look beautiful.
That is a Bling Empire.
Because I love a pretty gold eyeshadow on an Asian woman. Oh, I love it.
Here's the next one. This is an indie brand, which I love. We love an indie brand here on Nashville. This is an indie brand called Sugar Drizzle Polish.
That's kind of gorgeous.
The MILF palette. Now, I am pregnant. I'm 8 months pregnant, so I said color me intrigued, but it stands for, man, I love frogs.
Man, I love frogs.
And I was not expecting...
She liked Cher, but I did.
Man, I love frogs. I was not expecting MILF to stand for man, I love frogs.
Not
but
at all.
Here we are. This is a palette here.
I feel like green is making a comeback.
Yes.
I've really gotten into green. So I know it's not my own, but it's something that seeped into my brain from
Vanessa
the culture.
From Selling Sunset.
Oh, Vanessa would. By the way, she got an ass.
She does.
I remember I was like, wow, has anyone else noticed her ass? And nobody was commenting on it.
I think that's half of her soap career.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Was that booty?
We did watch her booty walking away.
That's right.
I love the names of the colors. It's like fly swatter, lily pad.
Everything's
great branding.
There's one just called Frog Life, because don't we all want that
that's
frog
true.
Life?
That's true. We sure do.
We're all about that frog
I
life.
I have to say, I, again,
a lot
I don't know
of
how
shimmers,
well,
though. A lot of shimmers.
It's, and It could get too shimmery for me because it's I'm like, at a
it
certain
looks very
age.
Young.
Looks very young,
mm-hmm.
but gorgeous.
Yes.
Gorgeous. I think this would look good on you, actually.
Really?
Because you have the darker eyes.
But green is scary.
Green's
scares
hard.
Me.
It's hard.
You,
it's
you,
hard.
Scares you get me. Close to alien. Burgess
yes, yes.
There.
You can yeah. do it well. Though.
You don't have brown eyes. Your eyes are truly
Thank
like
you.
A. They're what? How would you describe the color of your
well,
eyes?
Well, they're brown, but they're a light brown,
they're
and there
light
is
brown.
A little bit of a green in the middle.
The brown that like redheads get mm-hmm. brown.
Yeah,
yeah
thank
it's
you.
Very distinct.
I love when people think I'm a real redhead. Okay,
same.
This is insane.
Okay,
this just came out yesterday. Kellogg's Frosted Flakes highlighter.
Shut up.
And I'm not lying.
Shut up.
This I literally couldn't believe this.
You know,
hasn't even been 24 hours since this dropped as we're recording
that's
this.
So
there's cereal on top of the jar.
So
yes.
If you scroll to the side, if you scroll, you'll see I believe the top comes off
yes.
and it is a powdery glittery highlighter.
And there are flakes atop.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it looks like the jar looks like a bowl of Frosted Flakes. Now, I want to know, does it smell like Frosted Flakes?
I was just going to ask.
Has
because
to.
I would want that.
If it doesn't smell
it
like
doesn't,
Frosted Flakes, I don't
ridiculous.
Want it.
Same.
I don't
What's
want
What's the
it?
Point?
What's the point?
Because that's a cumbersome shape to have in your makeup
I mean,
bag, right?
It's also, there's also a milk.
Collector's a, milk a, carton.
Carton. It comes in that packaging.
Yes.
Our so friend Lindsay's a sucker for packaging.
Yeah,
she would love this.
We should get it for her. It's $16. This is Glamlight, which is a woman of color owned indie brand.
Oh, love that.
And they love a palette, honey.
Oh,
they,
wow.
Just name a brand they've done a collab with. They're coming out hot every
they
day.
They should do one with
one.
You.
I, don't you think?
Yes.
Frosted Flakes highlighter.
I do love
what
a highlighter.
What will they think of
yeah.
next?
I do love
I'm
a
telling
highlighter.
You. There are some wacky, wacky ones that came out, and I just was like, I can't believe this. Okay, I think that's... I usually do three.
You let do as many as you want. It's your show.
Okay, we have to do this one.
Okay, let's do it.
We have to do this one. When we all were little...
Yes.
Were there any programs, characters that you enjoyed... Like Winnie the Pooh?
Oh.
This is the...
Oh, my God.
This is the Winnie the Pooh collection from ColourPop. Now, ColourPop famously is in the Illuminati, if you didn't know.
Wow.
It's the company that they say makes all of Kylie's products secretly. But they put out a new palette every 4 minutes. There's a new palette.
Jesus Christ.
A new branding palette. Winnie the Pooh, he has a whole collection. Like, look, do you see those little honey pots?
Yes.
They are a pot lip mask scrub duo. We have a palette. We have gloss. What do we think? Do we like these colors, Maddie?
I do, actually.
Yeah, yeah.
These are more...
They seem soft.
These
yes.
are softer. This palette's super spring forward
mm-hmm,
to me.
Mm-hmm.
This is my favorite one we've seen.
Yeah.
And come on, it's a honey jar that you want to put on your
No, it's
lip.
Very cute.
Like, this is... Damn.
Yeah.
I just feel bad because we've ruined most of Winnie the Pooh for most of our listeners.
Well, yeah,
because
it's a gay allegory. Because Christopher Robin,
yeah.
Christopher Robin is a twink in West Hollywood
okay,
looking
yeah.
for friends.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and come on.
And all the other side characters are really, like, vicious gays.
Yeah.
Like, Gopher.
Gopher.
Kanga's a diesel dyke.
What about Eeyore?
He's coming off meth.
Okay.
He's a pig bottom.
Okay.
Yeah. If you don't know what pig bottom is, Google it at work.
He's been,
okay.
he's been fucked fired. All night long in a sling.
Yeah.
And
that's Eeyore.
Wow.
Just,
wow. What about Piglet?
Oh, come on. Twink.
Come on.
Okay. Yeah.
Gotta,
okay.
He's
yeah.
a pig.
I'm trying to remember all the characters.
And Tigger.
And Tigger is a meth head. He's actively using.
Pooh, honestly, I feel like I'm at Pooh right now.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
I'm like, I'm an older bear who doesn't want to try so hard.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just exhausted.
Oh, bother.
And,
yeah,
and also,
oh, bother.
Yeah, yeah.
You spend most days covered in honey.
I do. This is true. This is true.
I've seen your head stuck in a jar at least three times.
It's true.
Yeah.
It's true. And Christopher Robin is that, like, 28-year-old gorgeous gay guy that everybody wants to bone.
Yeah.
It's like the Chriselle of mm-hmm. he just
he
walks
is.
In
yeah.
and that's the whole gay 100-acre wood.
There you go.
Wow, so I feel like y'all have to get this palette.
I agree. That's I love
I
that.
Love that
so
palette.
Pretty.
Yeah, I like the they have a soft pink and a kind of a shimmer pink,
that
which
would
I love.
Look ridiculous on
okay,
you.
I might have to get it.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, no, ColourPop, they're cruelty-free. I didn't want you to think they're evil or something.
Okay.
But that's just sort of the lore of ColourPop. Okay.
They've just been responsible for
a lot of waste,
assassination
though.
Attempts.
That, yeah.
yeah.
But they just I just we poke fun with new palette who diss at the fast beauty industry because like we were discussing earlier, the products that we all know and love get buried so
yeah,
fast because all this
up.
New yeah. shit is coming out.
It's true.
And they make a lot of money because people want the poo. They want the silly highlighter Frosted Flakes. Like they, and I want it too.
Yeah.
I want that Frosted Flake.
How cute would that look?
It would be really cute.
Like you could put it in your kitchen even if you want to, for when you need a little highlight. Yeah.
My kind of purity self goes, but does it work?
Right.
And someone goes, it doesn't matter.
It probably does though, because the game is so strong now. You'll get red. You'll get dragged.
Really?
If you put out shitty makeup now, yeah.
It's true, because we've had the big controversy was 90 Day Fiancé, because we talk about 90 Day Fiancé, and a couple seasons ago, Yara, who
she
put out her own makeup line, and she did it like from your, and I have a good friend that I worked with, Sephora. She ended up making her own line. It started in Neiman's and like they had a booth. Like she did it.
Yeah, yeah.
They're Japanese based. They have really cool
Shiseido
packaging.
Tatcha.
It starts with an S. I can't think of it. So, whatever. But she works for a known brand, and I just saw how hard it was. And so when I heard that Yara did this, I went, how did she make a makeup line so quickly?
They manufactured in China for her.
Right.
But then we found out it was like the kind of makeup, like that documentary on Netflix that people talk about, where like
that
people,
has like glue in it,
that
and
people put shit on their eye and it starts burning. It might be better now. This isn't fact now. Don't say
People came hard for her.
Like putting on her lip gloss and it like a complete allergic reaction to her lips.
Wow. Yeah. You got to be careful out there.
You got to be careful.
Yes. Well, ColourPop certainly wouldn't do that to
us,
would
they? They would not, ColourPop.
Okay.
I want that Winnie the Pooh palette.
I know.
Listen, it's available now. It's called Sweet As Can Be.
Oh.
I'm going to buy it.
B-E-E.
I'm already going to buy it.
And while you're at it, get me a honey pot.
Okay.
Might as well put it in the order.
Just do it.
Because it's really cute.
I'm just going to, it's just connected to my PayPal. It's
there you
easy.
Go. Same.
Oh, yeah.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, the next game that we're going to play, it's not really a game, but I'm just curious. The internet made me buy it.
Internet made me buy it. Internet made me buy it.
And yes, I mixed all these myself, in case you couldn't tell.
You did great.
Thank you. The internet made me buy it. Have y'all bought anything off Instagram or Facebook?
All the fucking time.
Okay. Can y'all just give us a couple current things that maybe you got and then it was a disappointment or it was actually great or anything like that?
I have to say one thing I bought off Instagram because they make it so easy.
Oh, yeah.
And
how does it already know our shit?
It
already knows my credit card. How? I don't remember telling them.
I don't even say it aloud now. If I start thinking of something,
you're going to get Winnie the Pooh palette ads now.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
I bought this blackhead / whitehead kind of
sucker.
Yeah. It hurts so bad.
Yeah, it could like break capillaries. You gotta be careful.
It made my nose red for 3 days.
No. Why didn't you tell me about that? Were you ashamed?
I was ashamed.
Yeah.
And then it made a red, like, and I decided I could never use it again.
No.
It said, don't do this too much. Only use this for a second or a half second.
You don't use it.
And you
at
left
all.
It too long in one spot.
Yes.
It's like a Theragun. You gotta keep it moving.
And did it work?
It didn't work.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. No. It was $11.
Yeah. So
that's the thing. Well, everything you buy is cheap.
Yeah. Well, hopefully.
Well, you're also cheap about
that
kind of stuff.
I'm also cheap.
Yeah, same.
So.
I won't be. I'll spend a little more money, but still not get what I want.
You have to go to a facialist person and they just like squeeze it all out.
Yeah, yeah. Yep. Maddie, you probably know from all your Clinique training, you're not supposed to really clear out your pores because they just refill up, right? The whole emptying them out thing is dumb.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard. I just started actually using a pore thing just to see if it works. Because the myth is you cannot make your pores smaller.
Yes.
You cannot make them smaller. So now you can help with things like with salicylic acid and things like that to help cell turnover.
Mm-hmm.
That helps to basically you have less layers on your skin. So if you imagine your pore is a big, huge like V and the bottom of your pore is the kind of the point of the V, when you exfoliate your skin, whether chemically or physically, you kind of take off the top layer. So it makes the V less deep.
There you go.
And so that helps with
like
the appearance.
Belt sanding your face.
Yes. Mm-hmm. But it's still going to be there. So I just kind of look at it as I'm a big fan of those pore fillers before you put on makeup. Mm-hmm. That kind of fills them up. But then right. you have to make sure you clean it out well.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. So no Biore strips.
They are fun, though.
A lot of people say don't use them, but I do just because yeah. they're fun. But I watch Dr. Pimple Popper, yeah, so same. I like seeing what comes same. Out.
Nope, nope.
Same. Oh,
nope.
There you go.
So yeah. I like her face wash, actually, at Target. Yeah? I like
she's
her.
She's so gorge.
She's gorgeous.
I would trust her with my life.
She's really funny, too.
Yes, she's so good.
She's so good.
Empire is deserving. Yes. She's very good at yes. what she does.
I bought two things, I can say, from Instagram. One was a fail. Another one I'm like, mm-hmm. oh, I like.
Oh, nice.
So one, I cannot remember the it. You've seen it. It's the ads with people that saying, I can never get a foundation match. And then they have the one girl who puts on the foundation and it's the same color as her skin. And she goes, oh my God.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, yeah, it yeah. was like, mm-hmm. You use their concealer because it worked for you. But their color match thing looked like shit on me.
Yeah.
Didn't work at all.
It's not the right color.
I don't want to say. I can't remember the name. So there was that
one. Was it one where they like, you scan your face or something and then they figure out what the shade is?
No, you just answered some questions. Okay, yeah. That's it. It's like white packaging with black letters. Mm-hmm. So that one, their packaging looks like it's trying to be, look like Kylie's mm-hmm, makeup yep. line. Mm-hmm. And then the one actually I like is Jones Road. Mm-hmm. I just, because I was like, I got confused.
That's the new Bobby Brown one,
yeah, and I
right?
was like, wait, mm-hmm. Bobby Brown's doing what? Da-da-da. I don't get this. And so I got her eye wash, eyeshadow. That I like, but it's glittery. Mm-hmm. I'm not a... I want things to be shimmery, not glittery.
Okay, yeah.
I don't want to see like chunks of glitter.
That one palette we looked at, the frogs, that was glitter.
That was glittery. Mm-hmm. But the whole thing now, the balm mm-hmm. that you like put, and you break the seal and you put it on. Oh my God, I love it.
Yeah.
Like if
there's
you especially.
Balm?
Yes, I'm actually waiting to put it on you because if it's dry.
Wait for the tour, hon.
I get to try all
yes.
of it.
Because if you're drier skin, I will say you put that balm on your face. And it absorbs, but at the same time, and I don't mean this in a bad way, it kind of doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
So it gives you that dewy look on your skin.
But you get the coverage.
Hours.
Yeah.
Hours. And I just have the sheer one. I haven't even tried the color ones. There's like a lighter bronze one that I think would help take some red out of my skin, but I'm a fan.
Yeah.
You can be dewy for hours.
Yeah.
That's what we all want.
Be dewy.
It's true.
We all want to be dewy,
dewy
for hours.
Yes.
I didn't when I was 20. I remember selling.
We wanted Matt.
I remember. Yes. There was like this youth do makeup for Clinique. I was like, I'm never
youth
wearing
do.
That.
Right. Youth do.
Not youth do. That's Estee Lauder. It was called like Dewy something.
You're right. Yeah. Everything was like flat and
yes.
matte.
Yes.
It was flat.
We
flat,
wanted
flat,
no
flat.
Dimension.
Nothing.
And now that's all we want.
We've got some flat, no dimensionals makeup choices for you to see on our crossover.
Oh, yeah. I cannot wait. Yeah. I cannot wait. Okay. The last thing I want to ask y'all.
Whatever.
I want to ask you both your current favorite products.
Ooh.
And this could be any category. I don't know if y'all like a scent or a shampoo or a facial.
Oh, I know I have this.
Jake said he's an eye cream. You love an eye cream. So
I love an eye cream.
Who wants to go first? Just give us some faves.
I think when we're on tour, and so we're on the road, and I think my favorite thing is, and I don't love it because it feels honey sometimes and mm-hmm. like too sweet, but it stays on my hands for a while. And I know someone who uses, you use lotion a lot more than me, especially hand lotion, because mm-hmm. it gets greasy on my hands.
Yeah.
But that Burt's Bees has a hand lotion that I actually like.
And you also have two separate Burt's Bees chaps.
I promise I'm not a sponsor.
You know, you should talk about your favorite lip balm, though, because it's not Burt's Bees right now.
I should talk about my favorite lip balm.
He's a lip balm freak.
We need this information.
I'm a lip balm fanatic.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you have two in front of you.
But they're not Burt's Bees. But the one I want to talk about is not Burt's Bees because I ran out of it. It is called Kind Lips.
Okay.
It is started by a man.
That was my nickname in college.
There goes Kind Lips.
Hey, boys.
That is our bit.
Yeah.
Girl came for our gig.
Oh, no.
And that is fine, but it's on your podcast.
Yes.
That is so weird that you did that because I said, that's what they called me in college.
There you go. Maybe it's a Southern thing. I don't
kind,
know.
Kind Lips is it's a guy I came up with it. It's one of the first. He wanted to come up with an organic lip balm, all organic ingredients. The packaging is so cute. And
I'm looking right. And it's cheap.
It's cheap. Yeah. And 20% goes to stop bullying.
They have a strawberry one.
The man is so – I like sweet mint the best.
Uh-huh, I'm looking at that one.
And there's one called First Kiss that's really nice.
Oh, what does it smell like? My first kiss was like cheap whiskey.
Oh,
I was
you just took me somewhere. I just went frat party.
I
was like, over. Black Velvet was played on the jukebox.
No, you know what it really was? It was Sonic. It was like Sonic tater tots.
Oh,
and like a creamsicle
club toaster.
Creamsicle smoothie.
You know, mine was, it wasn't my first kiss because that was in a trailer house on a dare.
Yeah.
But my friend who I'm still friends with, whose last name was Beard at the time, she was my Beard.
Yeah, yeah.
But my next girlfriend, I remember,
there have been several girlfriends.
Oh, listen, we love. Not a gold star. We appreciate it.
I never slept with them, so okay, I'm a gold star.
I'm not a gold star.
Oh, wow.
I know.
I'm actually a platinum because I was a C-section baby, so I literally have never been in a vagina.
Yeah, wow. Ever.
But she wore white diamonds.
Elizabeth
so
Taylor.
To this
These have
day,
always brought me luck.
She wore white diamonds. Ooh. That was a little mature of a fragrance for a younger lady,
it
huh?
It still, though, is one of my favorite
it
perfumes.
It takes you back.
It takes me back.
It is a very mature. It's like no one below 60
no.
will wear it back
then.
Do you
it.
Remember? Y'all were just talking about Cool Water on your Selling Sunset
yes,
episode.
Yes, we were.
Do y'all remember Acqua Di Giò? Because
yes, that was another one.
My hymen literally flickers when I smell it.
You said it?
Because it reminds me so Acqua much of like
oh my,
my
God.
College boyfriend.
You just said that in my butthole flinched.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
My very first boyfriend wore Acqua Di Giò.
Oh yeah. My
smells
God.
Good.
And
I remember
having sex and then I'd fall asleep on his chest and just smell it.
Yes.
Oh.
I remember that.
If you go to Glendale and walk around that area, you get whiffs
you
of
get
it.
Whiffs
my
of it.
Hymen flickered.
It flickered. It
flickered.
Honey, I felt it. Oh, where? Oh, it's still in there somewhere.
ass giggle. That's it.
Oh my God.
Anyway,
Kind Lips. I'm looking at Kind Lips. I'm going to buy some because
it's so, and the guys.
So many
lovely.
Lip balms are shit. They're trash.
Yeah. No, I agree. I know. I wanted to like the Jones Rhodes lip balm, but
yeah.
I would really
the
recommend
balm drying
Kind Lips. It's all natural ingredients.
I see that.
You never feel like it's going to greasing your lips up. Mm-hmm.
Poodle also hates overly fragranced things,
uh-huh.
so
it.
It's not going to have. That on your lips.
Oh, they also make an unscented. There's a lot of fun flavors, though. I don't know why the strawberries. Oh, Georgia Peach.
Yes,
oh,
the Georgia
cute.
Peach is great.
Ah!
I need to buy some, too.
Okay, Maddie, what about you? You have any faves?
I'm going to do two again.
Okay,
I'm sorry.
We love.
Sorry.
No.
Because I'm going to do one old school that I've rediscovered.
Okay, I love.
And that has stood the test of time, mm-hmm. and everybody probably knows it. And then the second one is going to be something like newer that I'm like super into.
We love.
So the old school one, because we've been starting to tour a lot, and so we're flying all the time mm-hmm. now, which I'd never really have done.
Yeah.
And my skin has been getting so freaking dry.
Yeah.
And I've been putting like oils on it. My skincare routine usually is like a lot of like Drunk Elephant or mm-hmm. Murad. And so I've been like putting
that
the marula oil,
on my skin.
All of that. And I still feel like my skin hasn't been hydrated enough. And I have to say Clinique's Moisture Surge.
Wow.
Which it came
Going
out.
Back.
It came out when I worked at Clinique.
Yeah.
And that was a big selling point is that a lot of flight attendants said that was the only thing to moisturize their skin.
Wow.
And I have to
I'm
say,
trying to remember. I'm going to look it up just
it's
so
like
I can.
In a church. Well, now
it's
they have
sort
like,
of like Bukkake. Like a kind of
yeah. It's
watery,
like goopy. It's oil free, but
jizz like.
But the thing is about moisture surge, what I love,
yep. mm-hmm.
it's aloe and has a ton of aloe in it. So it actually
that's
if
the
your
jizz
skin
element.
Is,
that's true.
That's the jizz
if
element.
Your skin is a little raw and like super dry, it might tingle a little bit because that's the aloe actually.
Oh,
that keeps you, but it does help. And also, if you for makeup, it has a little bit of slick in it, so it'll help your makeup go on. But that's been the only thing to like. Oh,
yeah.
Kind of like, and even today,
actually works.
They have a tinted moisturizer. I'm wearing it today, and it just gives takes a little bit of the redness out. I've become a fan of that.
I can't believe you're still loyal to the Clinique.
In that way.
Yeah,
it's done by Lauder. Not everything. And then my new thing that I love, is because I'm growing my hair out,
yeah.
I am obsessed with Jennifer Aniston's hairline, Lola V.
Wow.
If you are not using Lola V, you're doing it wrong.
Wow.
Don't forget her lotion, Lubriderm.
No, Aveeno.
Aveeno.
She never uses the
soybean complex.
Because we all know that Jennifer Aniston actually uses Aveeno.
She goes to CVS,
she
gets
does.
A $4 bottle,
that's what she does.
Goes home to her $5 million.
She gets stuff made out of baby scrotum.
Yes.
If I ever get to go to her house and she has Aveeno, I'm going to TikTok that
oh,
shit.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Right there. But no, it's, so she has two products now. And I bet, you know, because she did Living Proof years ago,
yeah,
but she
yeah.
left because they were bought out. Because she said, I can't have control over it. So now she has a glossing cream and a detangler. And you just spray the detangler on. It smells a little hint of lemon. It's not, they use bamboo essence, so they don't actually use water. Which, and if you have curly, frizzy hair like I do, it can dry, water actually can dry out your hair.
And so many products that you pay a fortune for, you look at the ingredients, the first ingredient, water.
Water.
I'm like, why am I fucking paying for this? I got to go from the damn sink.
That is so true.
It's so true. So you spray it on, you just comb it through your hair to distribute the product, and then you just use the glossing cream kind of for the middle and the ends. And I have to say, it has completely changed my hair. I like the Verb Ghost Oil too, but sometimes I feel like I'll put something on, my hair is moisturized, and then in 3 hours it looks dry again.
Yeah.
Not with Lola V.
Wow.
I'm a fan.
Lola V.
Lola V. I'm a fan.
Lola V sounds like an MLM legging company, yeah. But it's not.
It does.
It's Jennifer Aniston's hairline. Who knew?
Or a lady of the night who's been there a while.
That's true. Yeah.
I also saw that on Instagram. I see too much.
I think Maddie did Lola V's makeup at the Clinique counter in Oklahoma.
That's what I did. That's what I did. Oh,
she had a bird in her hair.
I remember women would come up and they would be like, oh, are you the only person that can help me?
Oh, no.
Either people were very, very happy.
Yeah.
There would be other women who were like...
You know, they go home and tell their husbands, I think I met a gay today.
I think I met a gay guy.
Yeah, yeah.
He put makeup on my face.
And then, because I remember, there's this one woman, she said, all right, I'm going to let you put eyeliner on me, but I've never had a man put on eyeliner before, so I don't know. And then I did it, and she went, and that was back, y'all,
when
I had to do Clinique...
You were an activist.
One woman who I did, she became my regular customer, loved me, and I did a make, back then we did makeovers in just Q-tips and cotton balls.
I remember.
That I had to do smoky eyes.
Honey.
A
smoky eye with a fucking cotton ball?
And I'll never forget. I was
You're an artist.
I have to tell you the story. I was trying to do one, and I was at the Clinique counter, and a girl came up to me. She wanted to make a smoky eye.
Yeah.
Really black smoky eye, because she was going to prom, of course, that night. So she wanted a free makeover, but she was also a black woman. And back then, Clinique had terrible pigment.
Right. It's gotten better. The shade ranges probably weren't great.
It's better, but like everything looked... And what I learned, it looked ashy on black skin. Mm-hmm. And so thankfully, my coworker Lomita, who worked at the fashion fair counter, and I don't know if you remember fashion
fair. I don't, and I
it
feel
was,
really sad.
Came out in the 70s. It was one of the first African-American. So she worked at fashion. It's still around, but very, it's like only sold like in Neiman's in Dallas or something like that. But she said, baby, that's not going to work. And she took me over to the fashion fair. And that's what I learned, learning about pigment. And I was trying to do this in a Q-tip. And she said, baby, just use a brush. And it's the first time I ever used a makeup brush.
Wow.
It was a whole.
And you never look back.
She
I thank God for
life.
Lomita.
Yes.
Fashion fair.
Wow.
Wherever you are, Lomita,
you change lives.
God, I'm old.
All right.
Oh, my gosh. I love that. I hope someday this is a show or a part of your autobiography or a chapter. Because this is really important, especially my line of work, Nancy Bew. This is what the show is all about.
Yeah.
Discovering your beauty, enhancing your beauty, being confident.
Yes.
And you changed lives back then.
Hey, you've changed my life because I've never had to sit and look in a mirror. I'm going to go into
the
mirror tonight.
I know. I'm still thinking about that.
What do I like about myself?
Yeah.
Like, seriously.
You have to do that.
That was an aha.
We're way
for
too
you
harsh
to
with ourselves. Yeah.
Wow.
Some may say that I have changed for the better.
Because I knew you.
Because I knew you, I have been changed for good.
Oh, we would sing all the time.
Oh no, it would never
barbecue
end.
Barbecue sauce. We did that every time we sing. Go, barbecue
oh,
sauce.
No. Oh no!
It's so stupid.
Oh, baby
sorry,
back.
Chili's. Don't sue.
Oh,
don't
baby
sue us.
Back. They wish we'd bring them up. Are you kidding? They need that free advertising.
They do.
You know, Chili's doesn't even have service anymore. They have fucking robots.
Yeah,
they have robots now that just serve you. I've seen it on TikTok.
Yeah,
they bring the food out like a robot.
You gone. Gone.
Where are all the horny teenagers? Half my friends lost their virginity to fellow servers at Chili's.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
How are you? A robot's not going to give you drugs.
No, of course not.
They got to fuck and have great salsa.
Yeah.
That's the first time you do campfire cocaine queso, is when you work sweetie. In a server.
Oh, campfire queso.
You work at a chain restaurant.
Campfire queso. Southwestern egg rolls. Shanghai, boneless Shanghai wings.
Oh, delicious.
Oh, I could go on and on. Okay.
Robots.
Remind everybody, and maybe there are some honeys that haven't heard y'all's show, and obviously they're going to be tuning in now, where we can find y'all, your show, your tour, everything.
Y'all, you can find us. We're talking about reality TV. We talk mostly 90 Day Fiancé, but we do all kinds of other shows. We do Bling Empire. We do on Netflix. We do Love is Blind. That was
okay,
a big thing
yes.
for us. The Ultimatum.
Below Deck.
Below Deck.
Selling Sunset.
Summer House. Lots of other reality shows, but you
Love
can find
after
us.
Lockup.
Love After Lockup, yeah.
Yeah, Pig Royalty.
Pig Royalty.
Which we'll get into yes. on the episode with me.
You can find us at realitygaze.com. It's not porn anymore. We had to buy
that
website.
Excellent.
It was porn
it
for a long
sense.
Time.
It was, yeah, yeah. It was not like,
bad porn.
Not good porn.
Yeah.
And I say like, gross. Like cheaply made mm-hmm. porn.
Anyway. I have very high porn standards.
Me too.
Yeah.
Thank you. So realitygaze.com now.
Okay, excellent.
And Reality Gaze podcast on Instagram, Reality Gaze pod on Twitter.
And
we're on the TikTok under Reality Gaze.
Oh, I gotta watch.
And we're on Reddit.
You can get the tour tickets at realitygaze.com. We'll be going to kind of all over, but we're doing the Columbus, Minneapolis, Detroit,
Denver,
Salt Lake City, San Diego. Austin, Dallas.
That's right.
Yeah.
So we'll be.
It's our Midwest slash Western tour.
It sounds exciting.
Yeah. It's very exciting.
Be we'll checking out that Clinique Moisture tour. Surge.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
Yeah, yeah.
You're about to get busy with life, but maybe like when we do an LA show or something like that, you should come on our show.
Oh, we would
yeah.
love to
have you a live show. It would be great.
Maybe we could do a makeover or something.
We would do a makeover and, yeah. we would sing something.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
We would definitely have to.
Yeah.
Maybe one of the songs from the canceled musical that we
yes!
will not name because I don't want people to Google it and find it and end all of our lives.
I think most of the lyrics that I initially wrote cannot be performed.
They're bad. They're bad. There is a person on the cast who's very successful now. He's a voiceover artist and he's does a lot of Disney characters.
Oh, really?
I ran into him at a party a few years ago and he goes, if that movie ever comes out, my life is over. Like,
oh, yeah,
ever. They pulled it. So good luck. You won't find it.
They did pull it.
I didn't know.
Oh,
I'm going to ask you who that is.
Yeah. I would say it, but I've learned my lesson. Don't even say anything that will get quote unquote edited out because sometimes the wrong file gets uploaded, honey.
It's not.
Okay.
It's not worth it.
Sometimes the wrong file gets uploaded. I'm not trying to get arrested, sweetie.
No.
Okay, well, thank you both for being here.
Thank you.
Of course. Thank you for having us, Jackie.
You deserve to be happy. Yeah, I'm talking to you. And don't forget to cream your neck and keep your French fresh. Do you both cream your neck?
I'm going to now.
I do.
Thank God. But you didn't before.
I didn't cream my neck before.
It's happening now, though.
I'm going to cream my neck.
Okay, thank God. My work here is done.